Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Heavy rain falling in Kentucky as part of the Mississippi Valley deal with strong storms that have brought flooding. The governor of Kentucky's requested an emergency disaster declaration. There are hundreds of thousands of power outages across the region. President Trump and Elon Musk continued their push to trim the size of the federal government. Hannah Hickman lost her job as an attorney at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She tells ABC she was informed that her work no longer suited the mission of the agency, and that means proper process was not followed.
It just means they decided the agency doesn't need as many lawyers. And that's a layoff that has to be done through a different process.
Source familiar with the matter tells ABC top Trump administration officials will travel to Saudi Arabia this week to start peace talk negotiations aimed at ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. Italian media says it was another quiet night in hospital for Pope Francis. This is ABC News.
The Badgers over the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 94-84 win over the Boilermakers at Purdue. The Badgers ran into foul trouble early. Then Kamari McGee ejected after a controversial call. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard on how his team recovered in the second half.
You know, just how they rallied together. I think actually McGee getting the ejection actually threw more gas on our fire. I probably talked less in these huddles today than I have all years because they were so engaged and so instrumental and instructive with what they wanted to do and what they felt was working in both ends of the floor.
The NBA All-Star game tonight in San Francisco, a homecoming for Bucks Damian Lillard, who grew up in the Bay Area.
25 years later, and this being my ninth All-Star game, and back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
The Miami Heat's Tyler Hero from Greenfield, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee, winner in last night's three-point contest. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies. We'll be near 10 above in the afternoon, but gusty north winds will really drive that wind chill down. In fact, for tonight, mostly cloudy. The air temperature near 15 below, wind chills to 30 below. It's 9 at our studios.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
This week on Viewpoints.
They're happy to sell TikTok, but not the algorithm. And it's the algorithm that really makes that app worthwhile.
The real reason behind the TikTok ban that took the app offline for 12 hours. Then,
Bessie was getting press, but it was only from the Black press. White press was not interested in Bessie at first.
The courageous stunt pilot you've likely never heard of. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
On January 18th, TikTok users across the country opened the app to a shocking message. The platform was unavailable. A nationwide ban was set to take effect the next day, but many people doubted that it would actually happen. Then President Joe Biden had publicly said he wouldn't enforce the law on his last day in office, so when the app went dark anyway, millions mourned the early shutdown. For about 14 hours, TikTok remained offline until service was suddenly restored the next morning. A message on the homepage credited President Trump for its return. Through an executive order, Trump granted the company a 75-day extension to comply with the federal law and sell TikTok to a non-Chinese owner. For those following the case, this ban has been a long time coming. John Wibby, an associate professor of media innovation and technology at Northeastern University in Boston, breaks down the scrutiny.
There was overwhelming bipartisan support for forcing TikTok, which is owned by the parent company ByteDance, headquartered in China, to divest its ownership control to an American group of investors or to a single investor. But ByteDance, the company, and perhaps the Chinese Communist Party saw fit that they didn't want to do that. So there's currently a standoff. The Trump administration, which has wide discretion on how to enforce laws, has paused on that particular ban. But it's still a duly passed law in the United States and will have to be dealt with in some way, shape, or form by the Justice Department and the administration.
Wibby says politicians on both sides of the aisle share concerns about China's influence and access to the American public and their data through the app. After all, about a third of all U.S. adults are on TikTok, according to a 2024 survey conducted by Pew Research Center. This number jumps higher in younger users. Close to 60% of young people under the age of 30 are on TikTok. With so many Americans on the app, the government fears it could be used as a tool for the Chinese Communist Party.
This actually started with President Trump in the first term, where there became a lot of concern about China's rise, particularly its tech sector, and this kind of comparatively unfair advantage that China has insofar as it can put apps in our market, social media apps and other kinds of apps, whereas the likes of Google and Facebook are banned in China. There are also concerns because of the growth of TikTok. It has about 170 million users, that's the estimate in the United States, that it has a great deal of potential surveillance capacity. It vacuums up a lot of data. It also serves up content through algorithms, and there are, you know, have been many questions raised about whether those algorithms in effect promote anti-American values. And I think if there's one thing right now that can unite Democrats and Republicans in Washington, it's concern and anxiety over China and China's rise.
Regardless if these fears are valid or not, the U.S. ban would be catastrophic for TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance. It would lose billions of dollars and a third of its overall user base. So why doesn't ByteDance just sell the app to a U.S. company and put an end to this threat? Wibby says it's not the app that's the focus. It's the algorithm.
The TikTok algorithm is a real marvel. I mean, it has been at the cutting edge of social media. It has driven the short form video trend that has forced a whole marketplace in the United States of social media companies and apps to pivot towards the short form. So it's been an incredible algorithm. And really the secret sauce is that it just has a phenomenal ability to surface content that you or me might be theoretically interested in. And that's really hard to do. It takes a lot of data science. It takes a lot of AI, what we would call neural networks, looking at thousands of signals, matching you to other like similar people, similar demographics, and then finding sometimes very quirky or idiosyncratic content that just for some reason will resonate with our brains. You almost might think of it as a kind of mind hack.
In addition to its ability to curate the right content, the TikTok algorithm has a knack for bringing like-minded people together. For example, users who engage with left-leaning political content are much more likely to see only videos from liberal creators rather than conservatives, and vice versa. Ashley Landrum argues that this practice can lead to a phenomenon called an echo chamber. Landrum is an associate professor at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Arizona State University.
TikTok is known for its For You page, which delivers the highly personalized content based on users' behavior. So what you see is largely influenced by what you're engaging with, your likes, your shares, your comments, or even how long you watch a video for. As a result, there is potential to be exposed to diverse perspectives. The algorithm can also create echo chambers if someone consistently interacts with content from one political perspective. The app is likely to show them more of the same. And this can lead to a lack of balance of perspectives that users are exposed to. The other thing that this leads to is one of the issues with echo chambers more broadly is the assumption that more people hold a certain perspective than actually do.
Unlike traditional media sources, there's no expectation to show both sides of an argument or topic. The issue to this one-sided view is that more people are turning to social media to get their news. A Pew Research study conducted last year uncovered that 4 in 10 young adults regularly get their news from content creators on TikTok.
There is a general feeling among political experts and pundits that one of the reasons for the large shift in public sentiment closer to Trump, further away from the Democratic Party, has been because of the types of media sources used. They really weren't relying on the standard town halls or debates and media coverage in the way that previous elections had. Instead, you had Donald Trump doing podcasts, talking to influencers. You had individuals creating content on TikTok and really spreading the message in this way that demonstrates that social media really has become the, quote, mainstream media, because that's where most people are getting their content from.
As social media shapes people's perspectives and beliefs, TikTok's impact in particular can't be ignored. If the 14-hour ban proved anything, it's that a permanent shutdown would leave a void for many millions of Americans. While it's impossible to predict what will happen to the app, Landrum has some theories on the ripple effects of various outcomes. If it's banned, it's likely that users will flock to other short-form video platforms like Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts. But if it survives, it may look very different, perhaps even unrecognizable.
If TikTok is purchased by a U.S. holder, the question is, does the algorithm go with it? And I think if the algorithm does not go with it, you're likely to see a drop of engagement with TikTok, or we could see a drop of engagement with TikTok, even if the platform continues to exist. It's also possible that people will just stay on because they have these same users, but perhaps it'll be less engaging. Another thing to think about is who those owners are. Whoever comes in to purchase, if TikTok is purchased and given, you know, by US-based organizations, they will have a large amount of say or sway over the way that content is shared. And as we've seen with many of the other platforms, the social media platforms, that some of these debates over how misinformation is dealt with, to what extent fact-checking is prioritized on the site, could also sway how users are engaging with the platforms. So while I'm not sure what's going to happen next for TikTok, those would be the things that I would be keeping an eye on.
As of today, ByteDance still has about 6 weeks to act before the 75-day extension expires, and TikTok is blocked. To find out more about John Wibby, Ashley Landrum, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante and Amira Zaveri. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Are you feeling sluggish or weighed down? Could be a sign your digestive system isn't at its best. Take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge to feel lighter and more energetic by supporting digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up, this Black History Month, we're highlighting Bessie Coleman, a pioneer in American aviation, when Viewpoints returns.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
When's the last time you hopped on an airplane? It could be 2 weeks, or for some, 2 years ago. Each day, about 45,000 flights take off across the U.S., transporting close to 3 million people. While flying is very much the norm today, go back 100 years and only a select few could say they had flown aboard a passenger plane. There was limited space, tickets were extremely expensive, and the experience was loud, shaky, and uncomfortable. It's safe to say that aviation has come a long way since its birth in 1903. Many of us know of the Orville brothers, who were the first to build and fly a motor-powered airplane. For this pair, flying felt a lot like riding a wild wooden roller coaster with little padding and protection. While history celebrates big names like the Wright brothers and Amelia Earhart, it's also glossed over several others. One lesser-known story is that of Bessie Coleman, who in 1922 became the first African-American woman to ever take flight.
Many people in America had never even seen a plane. So that's the era that these people were flying around and then doing stunts. I mean, she actually went to Europe twice. She got her license and then she came back and then she realized she had to be more than a barnstormer. She had to really learn how to do stunts. And so she went back to Europe and got some of the best stunt pilots in the world at that time to teach her how to do stunts, and it worked.
That's Tanya Hart, who's part of Flying Free Films, which is a co-producer of the limited series podcast Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman. She's also the host and producer of Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart. When we examine Coleman's story, Hart says she wasn't just an exceptional pilot, but a force to be reckoned with. After all, Coleman was the ninth of 13 siblings and came from a small, segregated southern town in Texas.
She was a feisty Black girl with big dreams, and that in itself puts you in danger. She eventually has to leave Texas, and she goes to Chicago, where life is very, very different in Chicago for her. Because again, keep in mind, a part of the big migration from the South to the North was through Chicago for African-Americans at that time. And so by the time she got to Chicago, people, you know, they were living kind of large. They, you know, the Roaring Twenties was happening, the Harlem Renaissance in New York. Well, in Chicago, there was just a really great music scene. She went there and she was like, oh, I have found my world. People like her, like the people she wanted to be.
In Chicago, Coleman discovered more opportunities, but still wasn't able to pursue her love of aviation. So she dreamed big and moved to France, where she was able to obtain her pilot's license. Even though she found success in Europe as a performing stunt pilot, her heart was still back home in America.
She became very, very popular in Europe. So when she comes back, she has to deal with what America really is, which is one of the reasons she went back to France, because she was like, oh, I got to go back to Europe. First of all, I need to learn how to do stunts, but the pressure of being in America at that time was a little bit much for her.
In the U.S., it was the height of white supremacy and Jim Crow, a time when hate, discrimination, and violence spread wide and far.
So lynchings began, riots began. Ironically, the same week that Bessie Coleman got her license in France was like 15 days after the massacre in Oklahoma.
Hart is referring to the 1921 Tulsa massacre that took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In the summer of 1921, Greenwood, which was an affluent, predominantly black neighborhood, was looted and burned by white rioters. In a 24-hour span, 35 city blocks were torched, and historians today estimate that as many as 300 people died. And this wasn't an isolated incident. Across the U.S., millions of African Americans feared for their lives and faced countless barriers. Even today, this discrimination and bias plays an effect on how people in history are remembered. Hart highlights the differences in coverage and funding between Amelia Earhart and Bessie Coleman.
Bessie Coleman got her license, I believe it was 2 years before Amelia Earhart. And then, of course, Amelia became the aviatrix darling of the world. She had more funding. That always makes a big difference, because keep in mind, Bessie had to, after all of this fame and somewhat of a fortune, Bessie still had to scrap to get her own plane. You know, I mean, we're talking, she had to scrape together money and scrap together over this just to get a plane that was really old and dilapidated and just out of sorts, but it was her plane. Amelia Earhart didn't have to do all of that. She got her license and she got sponsorship. She got planes. She got press from all over the world.
But for Coleman, this coverage by the U.S. press was biased.
Bessie was getting press, but it was only from the black press. White press was not interested in Bessie at first. Eventually, when she went to Europe, that's where she got all of the press from. The white press was in Europe. Very little from here. So when you put all of that together, that's why people know who Amelia Earhart is, and they don't know who Bessie Coleman is. Just that simple. It's a matter of, you know, promotion and press and being in the history books versus not being in the history books. This is American history. You've got a woman who was the first female to get an international pilot's license, period. And you're not going to talk about that?
Despite the unfair treatment and discrimination, Coleman pushed past the hurdles to become one of the most talented stunt pilots of her generation. In her career, she specialized in stunt flying and parachuting, earning money and prestige performing aerial tricks.
She was in pursuit of her passion, and she would not settle for anything less. She really would not. You know, even when she had to have planes that weren't as good as everybody else competing, she figured out how to make that plane fly as best as she could so she could win at what she was doing that day.
To learn more about Bessie Coleman and our guest, Tanya Hart, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out the scripted podcast series about Bessie Coleman's life and career titled Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, out now wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a limited series with 8 easy-to-listen-to episodes that'll keep you hooked. For more behind the scenes and to keep up to date on upcoming stories, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment originally aired in December 2023. and was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. The price of coffee has been steadily rising due to climate change. In recent years, repeated droughts and flooding have strained the global coffee supply. Brazil is the largest exporter of Arabica, the most popular coffee bean in the world. Almost 60% of the world's coffee stems from this variety, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In second place is the Robusta bean, which is primarily grown in Vietnam. For years, farmers in both countries have been struggling to maintain their crops in the midst of more extreme weather, and this is having a direct impact on the price of coffee around the world. In the U.S., major names like Starbucks, Folgers, Maxwell House, and Nescafe have already raised prices, while small roasters and coffee shop owners are forced to assess how and when to raise prices without pushing people away. Last year, Starbucks saw a sharp decline in sales and is hoping to win back consumers this year by cutting prices from other parts of the menu and revamping its store to feel cozier and more inviting. While the price for coffee isn't expected to go down anytime soon, the good news is that it isn't predicted to rise either. Other countries like Honduras, Mexico, and Peru are stepping up to produce larger quantities of alternative varieties. So the next time you buy a cup of Joe, ask where the beans come from. You might be surprised. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. For the past decade or two, the pinnacle of TV has been this concept of prestige television. These are typically thought of as shows with higher production values, lower episode counts, and more dense storytelling. And I love prestige TV, with some of my favorite shows being The Leftovers, Succession, Better Call Saul, and The Haunting of Hill House. But somewhere along the way of chasing prestige TV, many networks and streamers lost sight of making regular TV. Sometimes, after a long day of taking tests at school or working your job, you don't want to be greeted with something aiming for prestige. Sometimes you just want TV to take your mind off of things. And that doesn't mean these other shows are somehow inferior, they're just truer to the original model of the form. More episodes, more B-plots, and likely more lights turned on. Thankfully, two new shows have managed to capture the magic of non-prestige TV in a couple of the most tried and true formats, the hospital drama and the political thriller. First, Max's new show, The Pitt, stars Noah Wiley as an emergency room doctor. Every episode of The Pitt follows 1 hour of time, and the whole season will equate to one 15-hour shift in the ER. With a fun cast, traditional hospital show hijinks, and an absolutely commanding lead performance from Wiley, The Pitt reminded me of just how rewarding a hospital show can be. If political thrillers are more your speed, Hulu's new show Paradise reteams This Is Us creator and head writer Dan Fogelman with star Sterling K. Brown to tell the admittedly bonkers story of a Secret Service agent working to uncover the truth behind the assassination of the president, played by James Marsden. I don't want to give away the big episode one turn, but as any This Is Us fan can tell you, Fogelman is a master of television sleight of hand, revealing absurd twist after absurd twist to create something compelling and imminently watchable. Both The Pitt and Paradise are traditional TV offerings delivered via the traditional week-by-week TV release schedule, and I will be tuning in to both every week. I'm Evan Rook.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. Wind, and lots of it, not that we needed it, and snow, about 5 inches, was much needed, slowed participation on the ice for the anglers. Add cold, and it looks like a lot of anglers took a pass on heading out on the ice this past week. Those that fished, when they could, had mixed results. Still, fish were caught, and time on the ice enjoyed. Crappies, good to very good. Deep basin and wood along river channels, that's in the flowages, produced very well for anglers using Redlin Castmasters, most tipped with waxies or minnow heads. Conditions for tip down use, not the best with the wind and the snow. Weed crappies in 8 to 12 feet held tight to the bottom over the weekend, so slow dropping thin, fluttering jigs or spoon tipped with waxies or plastics in white, silver, or yellow were best. Northern pike action was good. Nice thing about pike fishing in the winter, most done with tip ups, set it and forget it, except to keep the holes from freezing. Enough action for shiners and suckers to make the effort worthwhile. Yellow perch was good to fair, lots of numbers, but light on the keepers was the word for most anglers. Mud flats in 16 to 22 feet using heavy yet small, fast-dropping spoons such as pimples, haleys, and bull spoons to get back down quickly when the pods of perch move through. Wigglers and red spikes for the most part. Some larger perch on minnows on dead sticks. Forecasted cold during the week with daytime temps in single digits to teens and nighttime chills from minus 18 to minus 15 should ease up come the holiday weekend for Friday and Saturday, breaking into the 20s before dropping back down into single digits for Sunday and Monday. Ice thicknesses is good with 22 to 28 inches plus. New snow may make for a bit of a hindrance, but overall travel conditions are very good. Cold and high pressure more of a hindrance on the bite than anything else. Only 3 weekends left of the 24-25 game fish season. It closes March 2nd at midnight, so don't wait too much longer to catch that walleye dinner. For now, that's Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop with this week's fishing report. Get out there and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies. We'll be near 10 above in the afternoon, but gusty north winds will really drive that wind chill down. In fact, for tonight, mostly cloudy. The air temperature near 15 below. Wind chills to 30 below. It's 9 at our studios.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through. And I need you. 'Cause God
God gave
here than what we're seeing, a divine conspiracy. That you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I need you. Yeah, God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt.
Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Thank you.
fight for my life, for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
That hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows, I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes.
I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight.
lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
All faded. Was the best they could do good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other. That was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. Like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. I get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, never stop and think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car up the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fast.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. High praise for President Trump from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've said, and I'm going to repeat it again, because it's so true. President Trump is the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House.
He's speaking alongside Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Tel Aviv, who hailed what he called the president's bold vision for the future of Gaza. The president suggested residents there be removed and moved to other countries. A source familiar with the matter tells ABC News Secretary Rubio will be one of several high-ranking administration officials heading to Saudi Arabia this week to start peace talk negotiations aimed at ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. In the U.S., more than 500,000 power outages reported across the South. Heavy rain soaked the areas, causing flooding. And the Vatican press office said Pope Francis had a tranquil night in the hospital, his second straight night hospitalized with a chest infection. This is ABC News.
The Badgers over the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 94-84 win over the Boilermakers at Purdue. The Badgers ran into foul trouble early. Then Kamari McGee ejected after a controversial call. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard on how his team recovered in the second half.
You know, just how they rallied together. I think actually McGee getting the ejection actually threw more gas on our fire. I probably talked less in these huddles today than I have all year just because they were so engaged. engaged and so instrumental and instructive with what they wanted to do and what they felt was working in both ends of the floor.
The NBA All-Star Game tonight in San Francisco, a homecoming for Bucks Damian Lillard, who grew up in the Bay Area.
25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star Game, and back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
The Miami Heat's Tyler Hero from Greenfield, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee, winner in last night's three-point contest with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of flurries and light snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies. We'll be near 10 above in the afternoon.